Hello, it's the 27th of April. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. The former head of the post office resigned her position as governor of Bedford School after what's described as the biggest miscarriage of justice in modern legal history. Paula Venables was head of the post office from 2012 to 2019, during which she oversaw the implementation of a new computer system called Horizon. The system had serious bugs in which resulted in hundreds of sub-postmasters being accused of stealing tens of thousands of pounds. Many ended up with criminal records, large fines, jail time, bankruptcy, and even homelessness. The legal action was continued even though Venables was aware Horizon bugs might be the cause of the problems. Subsequently, many convictions have been overturned. A statement from Bedford School said, Venables has decided to step down from her position of the governing body of Bedford School, recognising that her involvement with the post office has become a distraction from her important work undertaken here at the school. Up to 1,000 extra train services each week are being phased in starting in just under a month. Thameslink, Great Northern and Southern Railways will see these increased services as demand for travel is expected to pick up. Steve White, Chief Operating Officer of Govia Thameslink Railway, said, "These additional trains will help provide more space on board by adding more capacity on our busier routes at the most popular times." If travelling by train isn't for you, then try travelling on the River Ouse. The John Bunyan boat is back in action for summer with announcement of new cruises, starting with four daily departures from Sovereign Quay in the late May bank holiday. The boat will be adding more cruises as summer progresses. Check the show notes for a link to book. That's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.